Ça me coûte, ça a grave, ça vient baiser les gamins.
I'm covered with any case somebody by mistake. That's how Zani came and went to Mecca too early. So that's what he do then. Wiz come up, comes up. Maybe Sinai Rav just coming once in a while. That there's a Kala teacher who was teaching like do hafsig. Basically, we have to do hafsig. It's already day one. So basically, everyone's going to leave really early. When they realize that, the question is, what do you do now in terms of already pushed time to the mikvah? What's going to be the halakha? So Smack says that the lady made a mistake. She went to the mikvah day early, and she went to the mikvah, and she was shimsha. If it was late shimsha, then you're okay. If it was shimsha, it's like the Smack, you're going to have to wait. Six Einus, what's the reason why? Because the Chesh is doing the Six Einus, and we bought this Zara. Right, we had 6 days then he came. We went to the mikvah. Now the problem is missing day 7. So the question is, how do we get day 7? It's like a Smack. You can't get down day 7 right away. Why not? Because maybe I'm being Pilatus that day. Being I'm being Pilatus, so when somebody's Pilatus of a Zara, we saw that you can't count that as the day of the Zainakim. It's not Zeus of Zainakim, but it doesn't help for the day Zain. So therefore, you're not able to go to the mikvah right away. Therefore, it's like the Smack. You have to wait 3 days, 4 days, you're going to have to wait till after the Zman of Pilatus, because Rechoshes, all those days, maybe you're going to be Pilatus of Zara, and being there, you're going to Rechoshes, and maybe Pilatus of Zara, so therefore you're going to have to wait to go, you have to wait to go to the mikvah. In fact, Taz brings down, come up with Ela Akshayis, is the halacha you have to have the Zayin, Yom after Zayin with Tzufim. And over here you have a hafsik in between. We saw a lacha last month that the 70s had to be retzufim. And we see down in between, it messes up the whole Zainikim. Why? Being that it's not rotzuf, so therefore messes up the Zainikim. So in fact, the Taz, the Chayra, over here it's not rotzuf. And for the Taz, the only time it's a problem is it has to be Tumas Ziva in between. That's going to be Suisa. Shenkein, if it's just Pilatus, that's not Tumas Ziva, that's just Pilatus, and therefore it's not a problem. The fact that you're pilot during the days, but that day doesn't count, but you have to wait to count until after. The Shaq says, Ain't Lahak says, Avagab should pilot on bees. If she's pilot on the second day, what's the problem? She's saying again. What's the problem?
It's the question.
But the first day you weren't pilot, the second day you were a pilot, so you have to design again. So therefore, why do you have to worry about pilot all 3 days? You have to design again. It's like the Shaq. The Shaq says, we're chuishes. That maybe we pray every single day, being the Christian pray every single day, so therefore these 3 days can't count as Zainikim, if we have to wait to Zainikim until after the 6 days. So, Kabbalah, Zalakh Machaber, a lady made a mistake, the Tosav, we didn't Yamecha, the Tavav, she made a mistake, and she was Tavav, Zalakh Machaber, Shamsha, Tzichant, and Sheshain, the 6 days, the Shlemus, Rakh, Tin, Yamecha, Naki, the Tifel, you can have to wait another day, we Tavav. Achstira shlach hashuvah is like a smack. Let's say this happened after she counted 7 days. Classical case. The lady went to the mikvah. She had a chatzitza. She had hashemita. And then she didn't realize until afterwards that she had a chatzitza. And it's a problem. Now she has to go back to the mikvah. Next day we're sending her back. Now the question is, do you have to wait that situation that you're going to have to now wait for extra time because now you're being Pilatus from that. It's like the smack. Being that you have to design a kim, once you finish designing a kim, there's no problem. There's no din until you go to the mikvah, you have to count it. Once you have designed a kim, you're totally, you're done your designing a kim, and we don't care that you're Pilatus. Therefore, if it's after you're in Zion, the Tashmish before she had a chance to go for the mikvah, it's like the smack. Yeah, in that situation, you're not going to have to wait extra days, and you can just go to the mikvah right away. So what happens if it happened on the seventh day? So far, we've had two cases. They happen, let's say, you count the 6 days, it's the seventh day at night, and she went to the mikvah. We had a case after the Zayin Dikiyim. Let's say it happened in the middle of the seventh day. Do we have a mixed in kukule? Do we say a mixed in kukule, therefore it should be good? he said, because my own have is not, you don't have 7 days shleimim, the halacha is that's not coming to be left. So Chayin Cheshbin, just based on what we learned till now, basically we saw the Rush. The Rush brought down Shita Zaraiva, the Holden Paletus, the Dafka, the Tyrus, not Labayla. What was the Raya? The Rush? It's like the Rush, he has a Raya, because the Gemara says that a lady shouldn't go to Mikvah on Yom Zayin and have Tashna Mita, because maybe you go ahead and you see Dam and we say so Zayin to Kim. In fact, the Raya, I don't understand. We have to come under the fact that I'm going to see Dam, even if I don't see Dam, but my son, I'm going to be Paletas on Yom Zayin, and that's going to be say so Yom Zayin. So we have to make a Zaytik a Cheshman al Sadam, just say al the actual Paletas itself. And therefore, it's like the Rav to write from there that the din paletus is din dafka tyrus not labayla. Therefore, that's what we're saying. That's what she could go to mikvah. Only problem is maybe sidam he messes up. So paletus is not going to be a problem. The Rush was chayuk. The Rush said it works mainly tyrus and labayla. I had to answer the Gemara. Was answer? So the Rush brings down that we said mixed in kakulai, being that he had a mix of siyoyim klape the. Mixim kakulei klape the din svira, you had a sofala. So therefore, if you see dam, that's going to mess up the mixim kakulei mashenk. If you just have paletas, that's not going to mess up the mixim kakulei. And therefore, that's how he answers that gemara. We spoke about Chana the Hezbollah last time. What the Hezbollah is, why the difference between something which is going to be soyser, like the dam, which is soyser zainikim, mixim kakulei is not going to work, mashenk. And if it's just paletas where it doesn't work, it's not oyulah. So therefore, if you have a mixed joint, which is oyla, therefore it's going to be okay. So api chesbin, what should be the halacha if somebody goes ahead and this mistake happened? She had tashas b'yoyim for whatever reason why, and it happened. And what should be chesbin? What should be the halacha then? What? What? What did I say? What?
She doesn't have to wait.
What is that? Make sure one of two cases. Either she went to Mikvah by day seven. They gave her head to go to Mikvah day seven. And she thought like, oh, okay, went to Mikvah, we're good to go. And then they realize. So now, do we say... What do we do now? You guys remember what we're saying basically should come out that Bain, according to the Ravid, it's not a problem because there's no problem of Paletas by the Baila. Bain, according to the Rush, who answers that the way you answer that Gemara is also Mixin and Kakula, it should come out according to both of them. You're definitely not going to have to wait to go to the Mikvah. Whether you have to go to Mikvah again, let's leave. That's in the next sermon. If someone goes to Mikvah, do you have any Zion? It works, it doesn't work. Put it on the side for now. But inside, whether either. But definitely she would not have to wait the extra days to be mamshech. The problem is that the Shach says not like that. The Shach says that the Seisa Kosev Shem Rosh Tavala Zayim Vishom Sebi Yom Zayim Naim Lav Stiri Tavelas Miyad Lacha Zayim Kimi Shapotah Shekir Yom Kosem Ban Laskim Divis Lacha Rosh Kisi Zorchin Dina Dipshat Tavis Mak Mashma Lacha Zayim Dafka. Shach says the pashtus of the Beis Mak has to be fully after Zion, when I can say Mixim Kekulai, and has to be Dafka after Zion, as opposed to be Mixim Kekulai. The Shevi Levi wants to be Daik also in the Taz. Taz Yilalov says, I was Tefelet Chaleis, why? She requires Sofra Shiva Nikiyam, Raksh Mechseres Tvila. That the lesson of Taz is that you could go to Mikvah any time, why? Because you already counted the full 7 days, just your Mechseres Tvila. So Shiva Levi wants to be daik, and the Taz also is like that. It's only going to be there after Zayin and Shleimim. It's not Zayin and Shleimim, then it's not going to be there. I don't know.
What's the Gemara?
I don't know.
What's
It's a little bit tzarchim. We had two malachim in the Gemara. Maybe it was a third malachim in the Gemara. That's not tzarchim. So the Badei Shulchan is married. He said the chara and cheshmen doesn't work so well. And second task seemed to be machmir. It's not so negay, right? Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, there's another art, what? Let's assess the crack. I mean, it is Rishonim, which I make, though. I'm saying, but it's not, it doesn't, it's only get what? Three more days going to the second day.
Plus, make up that day.
Yeah?
4 days.
Yeah? 4 days. Yeah, now this Shiloh was asking, now what's going to be with Lamaisa when she made a mistake on the she went to the day early, so why isn't the problem with Hesach Adas? It's still Hesach Adas, last month the lady was kind of Zayin Nikim, she was Mesirach Das. The question is whether that's a concern in Zayin Nikim or not. She saw the Mechikson in Gedalei Achorin, the Milstaka, and others, some of them were Machma, they say that Shiloh is that it's a concern for Sofrala, and if you were Mesirach Das from the Zayin Nikim, then that should be a problem of the sphere over here. So, what? No, the case of Mechaber, she went at night. The sixth night of Mechaber. Yeah, kiss sixth night. She went to Mikra, she had Hashish, she made a mistake, she throws down Zayin Nikim. The Chor should be a Chesaron of Vesafala. There should be a Chesaron of Vesafala. And what happened to the Sugya of Hesach Adas?
Yeah, sure.
What? What? So maybe it could be Mechag. I mean, Yosha is my this was Rabbi Yanko. Where's the Yosha? Chayla Beis Lamed Aleph. It's Beis Lamed Aleph. Imre Yosha, Mayor Eric. He's my area this. As you could say, Mahalach, along the lines basically saying the problem of Hesach, on those women, well, we came up with a Pashas, so we make a Hesach Adas, right? Chazanish, but right. Mishaita, Pashas, we make a Hesach Adas. The ones who are machmer, how are you going to answer this? So, you have to be mechalig. You can make a kimta as long as short amount of time. She realized right away. So most places in the whole Hesach Adas only miss a full day. And so maybe she realized right away it's not a full day. You can make a kimta like that. What can we make a kimta like this? That the problem of Hesach Adas is that being that she hosts, she's telling me anyhow, and so no nafkaminim she sees anymore. There's no ramifications. So maybe she saw and she didn't realize it because no ramifications of her saying. She's not paying attention. If the lady's tar, so there are our implications if she sees. If she's not just totally Mitzvah Das from the Nekuda where she's a singer and not saying. So it could be, being that she's still paying attention to see whether she's going to see or not, therefore it's not going to be a problem with Hesach Adas. And it could be that could be a Yishu for those who Machma and Hesach Adas.
There's two passages in Mitzvah. The one Svara, that's one
Svara.
The other
Svara, they need a Maisa Svira. Yeah, that's Chayra.
He says,
according
to the Rosh Hashanah,
he
says, according to the Chos
Adar, yeah. It's a separate chesed. What about the days? There's one thing what happened on that day. The other question is, what about the next 3 days? Right, but it doesn't help the first day. What about the first day?
The day she forgot.
The day she forgot, we're talking about now. We're not talking about the day she forgot. The day she forgot, what's with the Maishas Heskatas? That was saying, maybe there's a chilek between the chilek between that she's told me that that time. Now, okay, now in these days, the Aruch Hashulchan has a fascinating chiddush that I have to know where it comes from, and no one really knows. The Aruch Hashulchan says in Sivkata Mem Aleph that you have to go ahead and do a hefsik. It's weird tire, so you have to be massive with tire when you count the days what you missed for the Zayin Nikim. And it's Sarkhim, like why should I have to do Hafsik tire? Well, what's Hafsik tire for? She had Hafsik tire already, like why are we being Hafsik tire again? Yeah, Hafsik tire, and then wait the 4 days. 4 days, 3 days, whatever is Khajman over there is if there's also Shvar Khajman, why not the days. But it sounds like you have to have a Hafsik tire and then you wait the days. You have to know, like, why should you need Hafsik Taira? Something which is Tzarechi, and the Pashas is no reason why you should have to have hafsek taira. And on my side, I don't think we're noyig to you have to go and make hafsek taira. In those days, the chalkos adam brings down, you have to do a bedikah every single day.
Which days?
In those three, in the 3/4 days, chalkos adam says that one should go ahead and do bedikah in those days. That in those days you have to go and do bedika, because the ma'aser you take a meisvira, but ma'aser those days don't work for the zayinikim. So why do you need a bedika in those days? Also, what's the said Hashem? Why should you need a bedika? But we're not counting it as day 7. So why should we count it? Why should you need a bedika? So it could be there's a plan to say that you had 6 days, then you went to the mikvah. Now we're saying that what? Now we're only by day 7. Now what are we saying? We're saying that you can't count day 7 because maybe she paletas. But that's on day 7 is b'chai b'dika. Maybe she won't be paletas as day 7 because we're doing b'dika. So maybe you have to do b'dika because every single day we have a suffix. Maybe this is Yom Zayin. So being that this is a suffix, maybe this is Yom Zayin, if we have to go out and do b'dika. She had Tashmas, right? Now, we're saying maybe tomorrow she'll let this, maybe she won't. Maybe today, we're not sure she will or won't. Now, if it's really Yom Zayin, you have to do b'dika. So therefore, being that today might be Yom Zayin, you have to go out and do b'dika. The second day. Maybe yesterday she was let this, and today is Yom Zayin. Maybe she'll let this, maybe she won't let this. So being I have a chi b'dika, so I have to go and check, because really that's when I'm supposed to go ahead and being doing b'dika. Therefore, I should have to go ahead and check. But for the first day, according to the Ravid, his mom is Yom Zayin. Ravid says that Pilate is not a problem the Bailas, only the Tyrus. So according to the Ravid, today is Yom Zayin. Therefore, I have a Chiev to go ahead and do Bidika. So, according to the Malach HaDav is, being that this is the Zman, which maybe this is Yom Zayin, therefore I'm at. Day 2? What's day 2? Right. Okay, and now what?
Now you don't need to sequence
everything. So day 9. Oh, maybe it's day 3. Day 3 has supposed to be day 3. What do you mean? You're supposed to do everything every single day. Why are we relying on... What? No, I'm saying, what's... Even day 6, why are we minding bedikas? Why are we trying?
You don't need 30 bedikas.
You need
14.
You're supposed to do bedika every single day of Zayin Kim. 2 bedikas a day. 2 times 7 is 14. You're supposed to do bedikas every day.
You need 14 bedikas max.
What I say?
You don't need
to do. No.
The last day of doing a bedika was last day of Zayin Kim.
To do bedika, 2 bedikas every single day of Zayin Kim. So this
is
that one
day.
Is
Zayin Kim.
What?
It's
11
days.
14.
Two a day for 7 days.
What happens to be you don't start in the Sufin? Nobody's in 14
days. What?
So you don't need to do for 11 days.
Why does it even that today's a Shabbat?
No, it's one of the Zayin Kim. It's one of the days of Zayin Kim. Therefore, you're supposed to do Bidika. It's over. Why? We're assuming only if I see.
Pick one.
You have to check to make sure you're not seeing.
What?
You need 14 bedikas. You don't need 11 times 2.
There's no, there's no maximum,
You need Zayin
Akim. This is one of the days. This is possibly one of the days of Zayin Akim. Therefore, you have to go ahead and do a bedikas. Very simple. Not so complicated. Okay. Also, maybe there's a cheshman, like Elchanan's mentioning, maybe if you hold up Hesach Adas, what do you say? If Israel says that's Hesach Adas, you need it? A Svira and Bidika, it's not a Bidika unless you have a Svira, they'll shoot this kilo. Even though I paid attention, but it's not a Bidika unless you do a Svira. Okay. Shoot that thing, the push right is maybe one's on the candidate, we have to go ahead and do a Bidika. Okay, so the lady makes a mistake. Basically, the process is you're going to have to wait 4 days. And over here, you're not going to be 5 days over here, so you're going to have to wait 4 days. In those 4 days, hafsek taira pashas, we're not going to make with aruch ha-shulchan. Pashas, you will have to go ahead and do bedikas. And then after, she would go ahead and afterwards go to the mikvah. Now, The shaila is, you know, it's happened once in a while. It's about tshuva making mistakes, so people because a derech, and or the wife is from, the husband's not, or the husband's from, the wife's not, and things like that. So the shaila is, you know, are we able to be makel a little bit more than this? And the chayyim brings down, based on the Mishnah Mikvayis, is the concept of washing herself out. She washes herself out, then that's going to work. Based on the Mishnah Mikvayis, that she go ahead and wash herself out, and it's going to work. Yeah. Because she didn't have Zayinikim yet.
Was day 6.
So Isha Shams, if she went day 7, we'll talk about that B'diavad. That we'll talk about the next one. We have to go to Mikvah day 7. So Mechaya brings down, the Beis Yisrael brings down Rishonim. We'll say it, then it brings down, the Shom Rishonim say we're not Baki B'zman Hazeh, we're not Baki B'zman Hazeh, the Smack and others say we're not Baki B'zman Hazeh. How to do this? It's like the Beis Yisrael. Well, most Rishonim don't say we're not Baki B'zman Hazeh, therefore the Beis Yisrael says we are Baki B'zman Hazeh. So Mechaya brings down Isha Shams, B'tasav Rasach Kach, Paskar Rasach Lissu V'yam Mechras. One eitz is clean himself good. Second eitz is wash the mayim chaimim. Then you have to wash it with hot water. That's going to be part of the kol hazera. That's what the Chabad says. The Rama says Yeshem we're not bucking his man hazev. You shouldn't do it. Vachi noyig. The minig is that we don't do it. And the Rama says kol paris kadru tov elu makish nagel achmi yishchanu nashchash. You should get bitten by a snake if one goes ahead and we make it. Like a banan. Mechaber says we are make, we know how to do it. Rama says we don't know how to do it. Now, each of the svardim, it's a split. Like we said, all these things. Rabbi Sina Bashal says we go like the Rama, and we're not bucky. Mashenke and Ravadia goes with the Derech Mechaber, and he says we are bucky, and we can be Simach on Kinuch Besa, and Mechitza, you not have to go ahead and wait the actual thing. The city Taira. The city tower brings down. Kisser Tais is a lesson that some of the Samechan and Loy Hefsid, the Samechan and the fact of Kibbe Beisa is Loy Hefsid, and there's a Makim to be Makel. So Maisa, the Makim Tzorech about Chuva, things like that, you know, there is a Makim to go ahead and be Makel, to go ahead and wash it out. Like the Shiz Machab, the Makim Tzorech, you make on Loy Hefsid. And there's a Shaila, the two Shaila discussed quickly over here is number one, in this situation, what's going to be with Afkhana? What's going to be with Afkhana? The Taz says, the case where the lady went to the Mikvah. So the Gemara brings down that a ger, sheneskayer, a couple's in the sky have to wait 90 days before they have tashan mita, before they get married. Why? Because we want to know that, to make sure that Vlad is a Jew, as opposed to, was born a Jew, as opposed to the hirasa, opposed to being pregnant, which is a guy. So therefore the lach is, you have to wait 90 days. Gerbish, sheneskayer, you have to wait 90 days before they get married. Lach min zara, shenizu kedusha, zara, shenizu shalibu. So if it's like the Taz over here, if he had Tashmish, so maybe it's going to be Ben Nida. Therefore, you have to have separate them 90 days because of Avchana to make sure that it's not going to be Ben Nida, and therefore you should go ahead and separate them. He said if the husband was with her, so anyhow it's not going to work Avchana. If 2 weeks ago they had Tashmish, so anyhow we're not going to know by separating. So only the husband wasn't with her for the last kufa, then you're gonna have to wait 90 days. And Bala Layatsa Kodam Lamaisazet, Toich Tishyam, if Bala husband was not within 90 days, we're gonna have to separate them for 90 days in order to check for Havchan. The Shach is Chaylik and says, what?
If they were together before she had it?
If they get before, there's no Mokim Havchan, because maybe.
Because
maybe it's on the husband.
If she came Nida, obviously.
Take 3 months, we assume that it's possible to come Nida. If the husband within 90 days, no reason to have a chana. If you want to get 90 days, first time this happened by the Shabbat, first time by the Chasna, that's what happened. Kids can have to separate 90 days. Look at that. Look at the Shach. Yesh the Chalak, Ger, and Ben Nida. By Ger, The line of nafkamina is whether it's born a Jew or a guy, like a chalitza, like a all sorts of certain goes to shneis by rice, things like that. The line of halachic nafkaminas. Ben Nida is not so much of halachic nafkamina. What's nafkamina? There's no real practical halachic nafkamina. So therefore, in that situation, we're not going to. You don't have to go ahead, and you don't have to go into avkano. So since it was the son of machlekes, it is brought down that somebody a ben nida, it's not such a good thing to marry them. Why? It says in Ebenezer, somebody was born from a bias nida, so the midas are mekulkel. So therefore, there's an inyan not to marry them. So that seems to be the shaylo. Do we want to know make avkano for that? There's not so much of a practical nafkamina about avchalitza yibum. It is better not to marry them. That seems like it's to make avchana because of ben nida. We don't make avchana because of ben nida. Taz says we would. Mashengi and the Shach says lemaisa we don't. So you do the truth from a Moshe, a copy of ben nida. He says he said of ben nida is that the kids are mukokol. You see the kids are good and the midas are okay. So, and nice Moshe Yaakov girl, nice shirvacher. You see the midas are good. He says lemaisa it's not an iser, and therefore you don't have to worry about it. The stipler says that it gets less and less each generation. Let's say two generations ago is a ben nida, then it comes a half, a quarter, a third, and the ben nida gets less. If you don't have to worry about it, maybe three generations ago is a ben nida. That's what this type of wants to say. Now, one last nidin is that in terms of the why isn't the problem of Shivcha Zer Levatala? When the lady washes herself out, so I don't have to worry about that is that the husband's Zer is inside, and you're washing out the Zera. And why isn't the problem of Shivcha Zer Levatala? And Daf Yud Gimel is Machlekes Rishonim. Says Noshim Lav V'Nois Hagoshen in the Machlekes Rishonim. Is there Isra on a lady to wash out the Zer of a husband? Is the Isra Shivcha Zer Levatala? So if you say, lady, there's no Isra Shivcha Zer Levatala, it's okay. Behold, this is Shivcha Zer Levatala. So why isn't it a problem, the fact that she's going ahead and washing it out? So the Magen Avraham in Tov Reish Vav says, Enachanami, if it's around the time she could have come pregnant, don't wash it out, because there's a problem with Shivcha Zer Levatala. He's talking about washing out by Erev Yom Kippur, by going to the mikvah. He says, if it's around the time which she could come pregnant, Enachanami, you should not go ahead and wash it out. And because of the chashash of the Issa of Shivcha Zer Levatala. The Placey says that Alpi Reiv, whoever went in, went in. Whoever didn't go in, didn't go in. It's very rare that the second day, the third day, is going to go in. If it's like the place, see, whatever went in, Alpi Reiv went in already. If Alpi Reiv, there's very little chash that you're causing him not to get pregnant. Because whatever went in, Pasha went in right away. It's only a miut that sometimes goes in within the first 3 days and it goes in the afterwards. Therefore, being it's only a miut, therefore you don't have to be chushish over here. So you don't have to be chushish over here, the fact that you're going to go ahead and be master Zer Levatala, because I'll 98, well, I'll be Roiv, whatever went in, whatever didn't go in. One last mark, Kivegan, Shuvah Ayin Beis, he says that, what Bechal is the problem over here? You're washing in the outside, not washing in the inside. So Bechal, what's going on over here? When you're washing in, not going all the way up, not going all the way into the Rechim, you're just washing in the, Beis Achitza. So Bechal, how does it help? He says that the Etzim only washes the Beis Achitza, not washing inside. So it's not a problem because it's not inside. It's not all the way inside. It's only the Beis Achitza. So what is the help then? Peletus is only when it comes from the outside to the area. Anyhow, there's no Peletus. Peletus is only when it goes from the Rechem to the Beis Achitza. So like Kivega Kozman, the Rechem is full, so you're not going to be Magish. So therefore, if something comes out, being that you're not going to be Magish, something's going to come out. Being that you're washing it out now if something will be pilot, then you notice about it. So now the mile of washing out, I'm not saying you're going all the way in and taking everything out. The part is that you wash the whole Beis Achitza outside. Now if something comes out, you'll be magishes. Therefore we can let her go to the mikvah. If she'll be magish, that she's put like that, then the chlami, it'll be safe that day. But that's not, because soon, that once you wash yourself out, it's clean, therefore you'll be able to feel the politeness. Therefore, what was the kasha? Why isn't it Shivcha Zer Levatala? It says, stuff inside, I'm not washing out, I'm washing out the Beis Achitza in that area anyhow. There's no problem, because any other area is not going to, the area is not going to be coiled. Okay, we have to stop here. Just